up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5.
Sticky.
Situation.
Oh, no.
You know how sticky it gets?
Real sticky, icky, icky.
Bring us the situations. We'll get to the bottom of it, get some opinions, maybe some thoughts. All you got to do is get to the website, chum1045.com, and click Sticky Situations to let us know what's going on with you. So what are we listening to today?
This one is a mess. So Gina wrote, it said, a couple of months ago, I was forced to move out of my apartment, and I had to find a new place to live quickly. I found a new place in Toronto, signed a lease, and I moved within a few days. The lease was pretty standard, but it had a few provisions that I didn't take too seriously at the time, like giving the landlord permission to inspect the apartment and enter whenever he wanted, even to stay over. I've only been here for 7 weeks, and he's been here 3 times to inspect. When he came this week, he pointed out that I had the AC on 25 degrees, and the lease says I have to keep it between 21 and 23 at all times, and I don't like it that cold. I wonder if he could even make a demand like that. Next, he's asking for exclusive use of my den and living area and bathroom. So basically, I have a part-time roommate. Do I have any right to push back on this, given that I agreed to it in the lease?
Wow.
Did she sign that lease with all those provisos in it? Is that what she did?
She did, wow. But she sounds like she read it quickly.
Oh, man. She made that move.
I've never heard of anyone putting in a lease that the temperature has to be at a certain range. That's a first for me.
Yeah, it really is. It's really crazy.
So what should she do? I mean, is there someone she can complain to? There's got to be some kind of governing body for for renters.
There is. It's tenants' rights here in Ontario. But, if your landlord controls the temperature of your unit, they must keep it heated to a minimum of 20 degrees Celsius between September 1st and June 15th.
Okay.
That's one of them. Landlord visits to your unit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what was in that proviso.
Yeah.
Your landlord is only allowed to enter your unit for specific reasons, apparently has some, and must give you 24 hours notice except in a case of emergency. So I don't know. I'm worried about her because she signed this document and she would have been protected under, this situation. And therefore it is sticky.
It looks like she waived her rights based on what she signed,
100%,
you're saying?
100%. Or maybe he likes her.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
That is terrifying.
Here's weird. So people are buying condos. I get that. And they live outside the city. And sometimes they want to use the condo when Janet Jackson comes to town because it was concerts and they have to drive all the way back. That's another scenario. But, I have to tell you guys, I am so sorry, Gina, but you need to move again.
Imagine just waking up and your landlord just in your kitchen eating your cereal.
Make eggs.
You know what? This cereal's a little stale. Okay, get out.
Yeah,
right.
Landlord's looking like he's looking for a place to land.
You should always read the fine print, man. Oh, man.
But I think she might... It just sounds like a very... It sounds like she's not renting. It sounds like she's like he's borrowing the place that she's renting. There's got to be a way for her to argue this with somebody. So even if she signed it, there's something that tells me that there's just something not fair about this.
It's something almost illegal.
Yeah, it feels illegal.
Yeah.
I don't know. You tell us. Text 104536. What should this this tenant do? Should she stay in the place or does she have to move out because she signed and agreed to these provisions with her landlord, almost sharing the place? Text 104536.
Turn up Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5.
Sticky.
Situation.
Oh, no.
You know how sticky it gets.
Real sticky, icky, icky.
Yeah, the situation is she signed the lease for an apartment, and correct me if I'm wrong, Azalea, in the lease, the landlord put these weird provisions, right, that's on paper?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what are they again?
It said the unit is being offered under market value because landlord may require exclusive overnight use of the den and shared common area use. Up to 10 to 15 days per month.
Up to what?
10 to 15 days per month.
Why did she sign that?
She comes home and he's surfing Netflix.
He said, yo, love is blind.
Are you watching Vanderpump? Yeah. Did you see what happened? You're my landlord. No, and you signed the paper.
And you ran out of beer. Like, you know what I'm saying? What a deal did you sign? I don't know, Gina. What did you sign?
You know what? Even though, I mean, I'm no lawyer, but I feel like even though she signed it, it might still be illegal. I would suggest she go to see a lawyer about that and see, like, these things that I signed, are these even allowed? Because, you know, anyone could write anything and then you could sign it. That doesn't mean that it's actually, you know,
where
legal.
Was that fine print? You know, that on that legal document, where was that hidden on that fine print?
I mean, the last time I rented, I've only known one of my landlords. Mm. Like, a lot of times landlords stay so far away from the property. This is just really strange to me that they're so close. Have you been close with your landlords?
Yes, I dated one, actually.
Oh.
I did in Calgary. I was moving from one place to another, and I wanted to be closer to the radio station, so I knocked on the door because I saw, remember, vacancy, whatever, you go up there.
Yeah.
This guy answers the door and looks like kind of bedraggled. It looks not very good. I said, listen, I have to go do a shift right now, but I'm going to come back later on this afternoon. Can I come take a look at the unit? He goes, okay. So I grab my girlfriend after we do our shifts. We come back up the street, and the guy opens the door, and it's like, hello.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like J. Crew, and then some. He looks good.
Okay.
Looks good. Anyway, show me the unit. That was great. Not the unit. But
right.
And I moved in, and he was gracious and great. He probably waited about 4 months before he asked me out, and that was good. We had a couple-year relationship. It worked out well, but I can't say that I got a deal on the rent or that anything, like, you know.
But you got a deal on the unit.
I got a deal on the unit.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know what she's willing to do, but my inkling is that she needs to go have the paperwork looked at by a lawyer.
She's going to lose. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Because she signed it and she didn't look at it.
Yeah.
And I think there's some illegal things. I agree with you on that one. But I think she's going to have to pay the rest.
Jeez.
Oh, that's a sticky situation.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it looks like a lot of people have been in situations like this. Some people even texted Azalea. They said that they are in a situation like this now.
Yeah, somebody said that they were pretty much in that same situation. They paid close to nothing, they said, but that was the deal that the landlord could come. But they said it wasn't worth it.
No.
And I think when situations seem too good to be true.
They are. All right. That's okay. A wild thing.
Watch what you sign.
That was an actual listing, too, wasn't it?
That was a real listing, yeah.
Wow. It's true. It's true. It happens. Boy, the real estate market's crazy right now.
Yeah, that's really what it's about.
Wow.
There's a listing on MLS asking for the exact same thing. If you're down for it, go look for it.
Turn up Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5.
Every state, you know, has its own eating kind of contest food challenges, restaurants that will serve you this, like, really enormous item.
Yeah.
And say, if you can eat this, you probably get it for free.
You'll get it for free.
You know, you'll have to be responsible for the health effects afterwards.
We can't be responsible for that.
Right. But if you can eat it, you'll get it for free.
Free.
Here are some of the more interesting ones in different states. For example, in Arkansas, there's a place called Debbie's, and they have what they call the Mega Burrito Challenge. The burrito is about the size of this guy's forearm. It is so big.
It
makes a Chipotle burrito look like an appetizer.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. And, you know, there's like a heart bypass burger. And there's a couple of them. They call them different names in different states. You know, those are the ones that are built like a tower. How do you eat that unless you break it apart?
People do it.
This
is one in Florida called the Stacked Attack. It's a burger that's stacked 5 burgers stacked on top of each other to be one large burger.
I don't know. I don't know how they do it.
How about this schnitzel in Indiana? It's called the Schwatzer's Schnitzel Challenge. The schnitzel looks to be about 5 pounds, and it's got everything, including the fries, the sauce, and those big patties of chicken.
That is like 2 hands.
Yeah.
Of a schnitzel.
Pretty big.
For a schnitzel.
Is this chicken or is it?
I think it's
a battered something else. Whatever.
Oh, it's a generous coating of mushroom gravy and a double order of beer battered fries, dipping sauces of your choice, but yeah, it's chicken.
Louisiana, anybody want to go down there for the Acme Oyster House 15 dozen club of oysters? Could you
sign me up?
Could you eat that many oysters?
You know what? I feel like I could. Only when I have that first oyster and I'm just like, I need another one. They're just so addictive. I love oysters. You know, my mouth is watering right now.
You know me and oysters, right? I just, you know, I've never eaten them.
No, I remember.
Because
you said that.
Just the sight of them kind of weirds me out.
I love
them. And I love seafood. Sight of them just makes
me. And I see them and I'm just like, I need it.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't pass it up.
Okay. The 10-gallon burger challenge. This is in Massachusetts. It's a 10-gallon burger. A burger that looks to be, I mean, it looks like a hubcap, really. It's that big.
It's weird. I thought it was a pancake at first when I saw it.
Yeah, well, that one is in Minnesota. It's called the Barbarian Pancake. It's probably one of the largest pancakes you've ever seen, and it's covered with 6 eggs, 6 pieces of bacon, 4 sausages, 2 pieces of ham, and a big helping of hash browns. The Barbarian Pancake. Sign me up for that.
How about really hot wings?
I'm down for that.
You could do that?
Like yeah.
Forever and ever, Smoke Eaters Hellfire Wing Challenge. That's in California. There's more.
But I did the hot wings challenge. And I was fine.
Oh, really?
Look at you. She has survived that.
And I was like, I'm going for the hottest first.
Yeah. Head sweating, eyes sweating, everything sweating.
I'll tell you what. What is not on this list is a bunch of potatoes. And I could absolutely do that.
Gosh, it's so filling, though.
I know, but I could do it. Not French fries, like something else. Like I need something else.
Like the baked potato challenge?
Yeah, like the baked potato challenge. Yeah, I like that.
All right, well,
how many could you do?
Probably 4, but no skins.
No skin.
I'd like, you know, carve it out a little bit.
Happy eating.
Yeah.
Turn up Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5.
Another, I guess, economy-related trend. This is a dating trend because dating is expensive.
It is expensive. Whether you're divorced, single, you know, people that are older, it's really expensive. Dating budgets. What is there a thing called a dating budget, Jamar? I'm gonna start dating. I mean, I
honestly,
for that.
With the, you know, some people are on like 3 different dating apps and they're meeting so many people.
Yeah.
You might actually have to put aside a good portion of your budget just for dating.
Yeah. Because the average date, they say, costs about $68. That's in American funds, but that's.
Yeah, so I mean, $68. If you want some success in dating, you want to go on by more than 2 a week, maybe, or every other week or whatever it is. So it does add up.
Uh-huh.
Infladating is the new term now.
Mm-hmm.
Infladating, meaning the inflation and dating. It's basically a cheap dating trend. So basically, you're just accounting for inflation in your dating habits.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, like if you, I mean, budgets are tough anyway, but if you can find things where you are not having to pay, that will help.
Splitting costs.
That's right.
You know, at one point, everyone was saying one person, usually the guy, has to pay for the date.
Well, now, whoever asks whoever is out, I think should pay for the date initially.
That used to
Don't
be the that used to be the case, but now that people are taking dating almost like a career, where it's like I'm just dating and we're all in this dating pool together because it's taking longer to find matches and pairs.
All right.
Now infladating, people are saying we're just all splitting these costs. We're finding free admission to places. We're going through the local newspapers, the community listings, and trying to find what are the free cheap options in town that'll make for good dating ideas.
If you listen to Azalea's Trending, she will tell you where you can go for
You're
free.
An infladating influencer. Dating influencer.
Because they say things like this, and you know, like if you hear it from people like in the baby boom, go to a museum. No, museums sometimes are free.
Yeah.
Like you're right. Check what's happening in Toronto. Listen to what Azalea has to say. It talks about, and also it's important too, listen to this. You got to spend some time with that person.
Mm.
You got to talk to that person. Going to a movie doesn't really do that.
Yep.
So anyway, infladating.
Museum's a good one to do that, though.
I like that. No, there's so many places for us to go. Festivals are happening, right, Azalea?
Tons of free festivals that you can go to.
And there's always something happening in the city. Somebody's celebrating something. A food festival. Yeah.
That's what we do. So we get you inflating. I think you do have to budget for that, unfortunately, and have a little bit of a carve out financially of money that you can use to go and date somebody.
And there it is. Yeah. So more so than spending money and figure out who's throwing all the cash on the table to date, we're trying to talk more and we're trying to actually split cost or maybe even go free.
Turn up Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5.
You ever realize one day that, I'm probably a little too old for this now. I'm not doing this anymore. Text 104536. What did you realize that you were just aged out of? I went for ice cream with my son the other day. Mm-hmm. And he loves ice cream. Oh. Wants it every single day. We go to the ice cream shop. He gets a cone, chocolate cone, and I give it to him. And then I order my cone. I get a vanilla cone.
Yeah.
This is both soft serve, by the way.
Ah, lovely.
And I'm just like, you know, let me do a little throwback. I was like, can you dip that in some sprinkles for me? So the person dips it in the sprinkles, twirls it around, and then they give it to me. And then we're sitting on this bench outside eating it. And then the sprinkles just start dripping all over my hand.
Uh-huh.
And then we get ready to take a picture together. And I give someone my phone, and they take a picture of me. And then in a crazy occurrence, my son, who's 4 years old, looks all together. He's got his perfectly shaped ice cream cone, and I've got this drippy, stupid cone with, like, sprinkles all over the place. I said, this is not the look. No. I said, I can't do this anymore.
I'm too old for this.
No more sprinkles.
No more sprinkles for
you. I've aged out of the sprinkles demographic.
That's funny.
Done.
For me,
yeah.
Roller coasters.
Roller coasters.
And I love roller coasters. Now, I'm going to maybe try one more in Kittyland.
Yeah.
Those are nice.
I love roller coasters so much. But it makes me upset to hear you say.
But my neck is like, okay, but more than that.
Yeah.
You know the big kind of ride where you go around and you stand up and you hold on to the...
Yeah, there was one called the...
Oh, no.
That was one called the Gravitron when I was on it. And it, like, as it spins, you get stuck due to the centrifugal force.
That's right.
To the wall, yeah.
That's never again.
Yo, I watched somebody upchuck on one of those.
Oh.
Sucker. It went all over the place. Oh. It was the best night ever.
Now, I tell you, that happened, and the boat that goes back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
No way. That I can't do anymore. So roller coasters, it depends, okay?
So you got a motion thing. Like, you don't want to be swung around.
I was okay until I had a baby.
Okay.
After I had a baby, things changed.
It just snapped
a little bit. So yeah, so I kind of like, I might try a roller coaster again because I did that roller coaster in Disney World, Aerosmith.
The Aerosmith experience.
That plays
the music and stuff.
For some reason that worked for me.
Okay.
But other ones, like, you know, roller coasters that go backwards, like at Hershey Park where my sister lives, I'm like, I can't do this.
You need the music.
I need the music. I need the darkness. I need to be surprised because that's dark, right? You don't know where you're going.
Space Mountain. How about that one?
I didn't do that.
Space Mountain's nuts.
Is it? Anyway, so those are the kind. Nuts. But that hotel one at Disney World, you know, when you drop a floor, what is it?
The Tower of Terror?
That is fun. I could do that one. Anyway, those are the changes.
You like how I know all the roller coasters like off the top of my head?
Well, I know, you really do.
I love them.
God, that has an ice cream cone with sprinkles. He's still in that stage.
No sprinkles for me, though.
I cannot do a day event and then a night event.
Ah!
Like, I gotta do one or the other.
We're not doing both anymore. How old you are, and that's exactly when it happens.
So yeah. I'm not doing both.
I cannot run on those fumes anymore. I've got to make a choice. Anyway, let us know. Because, I mean, you know, it just things change a little bit. We go in with an excitement of a kid or a teenager, but we go in and they go, I can't do this.
This is not working anymore. We actually put this question on social media, so we're going to run back some of the answers. Yeah. But definitely get in on it. Text 104536. Realized, I am definitely too old for blank.
Yep. Chubb.
Turn up Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5.
Lisa says she's done with the booze. Hey, Lisa, is it a lot of booze or is just all of it?
Lisa.
Hi. Hello. Sorry, I was just changing onto my Bluetooth. No, you know what? It's just like when you go away for a girl's weekend.
Yeah.
You know, in your 40s or your 30s, and you know, you have a lot. And I just recently all went. I mean, I'm in my late 50s, and we all had a spa girls' weekend.
Ah,
and we all kind of just had a great weekend, but we all said, "I can't do this anymore."
Like, the drinking. You can still go away, right? But you can't just do all the
exactly. Like so we funny. Had a couple of glasses of wine and we enjoyed ourselves, but we just can't overindulge like we used to because we don't sleep properly anymore. We feel horrible the next morning,
that's right.
And it's just not worth it.
You know, you lose the next day. That's what happens. And then you go, I'm not losing the next day because I already have so much time on this planet.
Did one of them hold your hair for you at least?
Yeah.
Like the old days?
No.
Oh, my hair.
My list of what I can't do anymore or what I shouldn't do anymore is quite long, but that's one of them.
Well, give us one more. Do you have one more?
Okay. I can't kill it in the gym like I used to anymore.
Oh.
I'm all about, and actually it was discussed on the Girls Weekend, it's all about moving. And just moving your body and being healthy.
Right.
But I used to do CrossFit and spin classes.
Yep.
And now I've gone to just, I swim three times a week.
Yep.
And I go for walks. And I used to kill it on the Peloton. And my body just can't recover the way it used to.
Right. You were doing that every day, though?
4 days a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what you say is like you work out, but you say, I'm with you, sister, mobility. We want to have mobility. That's why we're doing it. Okay, well, you have been great. Thank you for, I know the list gets long, but those are two great ones. Thank you so much for your call.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Take it easy with the booze, eh? All right.
You know, a glass before bed hits you in the head. That's what it is.
No.
100%. Like, that is real talk.
You know what? I have to say, red wine and I, we broke up a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Because I was, as my son said, I only have one glass, but I would not be a nice person the next day.
Mm.
So that's not good. And then the white wine, on occasion, but I feel like caca the next day. And if I have one martini as a treat and a lot of water, I'm okay. Your body physically changes.
Okay.
It's okay. You don't want to miss out on anything anyway.
Well, but as long as I'm doing it before bed.
You're not doing that trash can thing anymore, are you? You know, like you did in university?
You with the jungle juice?
The jungle juice.
That's for the reunion.
Oh, okay. Is that coming up soon?
Yeah,
okay.
Hopefully.
Oh,
hopefully.
Good. All right. That's the other thing.
And it will not be on social media.
That's the other thing. When you go back to reunions, you think you still have the thing that you have?
Yeah.
You don't.
It'll be like jungle juice and N64.
We're not
a bunch of grown dudes. Like, what are we doing?
I don't know.
Turn up Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5.
Can't do this anymore. I'm too old for it. What would that be for you? There's a day when you do something, you realize, I think this is done. What did they say?
Getting off the floor without help. When you're sitting on the
say
floor, you get
so.
Down there for whatever reason.
Say it ain't so.
Like, how do I get up?
You know, when does that happen?
You know that test, right? You sit on the floor cross-legged, and then you have to raise yourself up without holding on to anything. That means you're still fit. Do you want to try that?
I'm sitting cross-legged
now. I do want to try.
Oh, sit on the floor.
Sit on the floor.
Why are you testing me for this stuff?
You don't have to if you don't want to.
Do it. Sit on the floor and then get without holding on to the desk.
Without holding on to the desk.
Oh, but he almost fell backwards, though.
But it's so that's the test. If you can keep doing that, that's good. But when you're on the floor and you have to get something, you go, I can't get back up without holding onto something. That's the test. Well done, John.
Wow.
Well done.
That was.
You're out of breath right now, huh?
No, I'm just wondering how old you guys actually think I am.
Why do you think I
couldn't do that?
No.
That's easy. I was on a soccer field last week.
Yeah.
I mean, were you playing?
Okay. Okay, I love myself.
I was delivering water.
What were you doing on the soccer field?
But no, I'm just saying that that's like in your 40s, that's when those things kind of change a little bit.
Mm.
And then you realize when you go do something, I have a friend that does a cartwheel every year. She's in her 60s. She does it really well still.
Really?
But she still wants to be able to do it.
One day I thought I could.
Yourself once a year with that and you'll know, because if you stay fit and everything, you'll be fine.
Can you do a cartwheel?
I've never been able to do a cartwheel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that one seems crazy to me.
Those days are gone for me.
Yeah, I tried to do it one day, and I was like, I went in.
Were you ever able to cartwheel?
Yeah.
Okay. I was, too. I used to do round-off cartwheels, the whole thing. Then I heard a snap one day, and I'm like, well, that's not good. We'll just leave that one alone. Yeah. What else were they saying?
Somebody said drama. I like it. We're too old for the drama.
Can't do drama anymore. Yeah. Too old for it.
That's good.
You know, that's young people, you know, they live for that drama.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Not interested.
So
that's a good one.
So we're really clear with that. We tell people, I'm not in for that.
Yeah.
We tell people how we feel. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, keep going.
Roller skating. Somebody said the last two times I attempted, I broke bones. Once was my wrist and then my elbow.
It's a shame because roller skating is really in right now. Like, roller skating has made a comeback.
A major comeback.
I got it yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, are we going to that thing, that Bentway thing? Are we going to do that?
Yeah, I want to roller skate.
Wanting to and doing it at two.
Well,
okay.
It looks like
it was like you had the soccer
field. St. Mike's Hospital. See how your bones.
Yo, listen. I played my you know what off on that game the other day. I sure did.
Okay, well, I could roller skate circles around everybody.
Of course you can.
Go ahead.
I hope.
I hope so too.
Anyway, it's so much fun. So much fun. Even clothing though, right? We were talking about clothing today.
Yeah.
We were talking about that stuff. There's some stuff that you really might want to.
Yeah, I'm too old for low-rise jeans.
Low-rise jeans. It really depends. I mean, Sharon Stone, you know, she's covered her own social media with these bikini photos.
She's okay with it.
Yeah, but bikinis are timeless.
Okay.
They are.
You know? But I mean, like, I won't wear.
Yeah.
And the only thing I could think of is low-rise jeans. I'm too old for that.
I'll tell you, for me, and I love them, is overalls.
Overalls.
They just
look so kiddie.
You know what? I never wore a pair of overalls in my life.
Oh, my God. I lived in them. In the university, lived in them.
Hmm.
I can wear painter's pants, but not overalls. Anyway, interesting things. I mean, it's, you know, aging is fun. Let's not say that it's not. But there's just some things that your eyes say, yes, but your body goes, no.
Yeah, some things are timeless and some things are time to take that off.
I'm very impressed with you getting off before.
Turn up Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar's watch list.
Hey.
Whoa, watch it.
I'm watching you.
Chum 104.5.
Check out Sullivan's Crossing and The Office on CTV and the CTV app. The entire first season is now streaming.
Yeah.
Office fans are excited about The Office as well.
I'm excited about it because I got bits and pieces of it when it was actually on.
Yep.
So I'm going to do that.
That's on Crave.
And as we always say, guys, on Crave, well, we always say Crave is a great place to go because there's a writer's strike. And so you're not going to get any new material for a while. Maybe a new season of some stuff, but, you know, keep it on Crave. The other thing I was going to say is Barry, HBO's Barry, which you can see on Crave, is got the season finale on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then just because you like Sex and the City, and just like that, moving forward to June, Crave's going to celebrate lots of stuff, including Pride. But they're also going to have it just like that. That begins on June 22nd. Sarah Jessica Parker and the gang are back.
Nice.
I want to check out that new Tina, well, not the new, but the Tina Turner documentary that we have up on Crave.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to watch that this weekend.
You know what? And while you're at it, if you feel like it, Donna Summer's on that too.
Oh, yeah.
Streaming now?
Well, yeah, I think the Donna Summer documentary's on. So, yeah. There's so much to watch.
You could do a full weekend, watch the Whitney Houston movie.
Oh, I got
Donna Summer's doc.
There's things to do. Well, I won't have a TV show coming up soon, so all the extra time. Golfing and watching that. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, here it is. Donna Summer. Love you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I want to know more about her. Anyway, that's the stuff to watch.
Okay.
We got a lot. We got more, but we don't have that time.
There's plenty of things to go with. Why don't you text us at 104.5.3 and let us know what's on your watch list.
Maybe watch the Marilyn Dennis show as it winds down. Just asking for the same.
I think people are focused heavily on that. Everyone wants to know what happened in New Zealand.
Yes, that's coming up soon.
Coming up soon.
Yeah, okay, that's
great.
Turn up Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Podcast.
They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5.
Take a listen to a TikToker who's recently gone viral for exposing what she thinks is an unreasonable ask for a tip. Listen.
So I go to Ben & Jerry's yesterday, and I just wanted a cone. Just wanted a nice, fresh, warm cone. So I walk over to the counter, and I was like, hi, can I just have a waffle cone? And she was like, yeah, sure. Here you go. That'll be $2. So I was like, okay. I go to put my card in, and of course, the tipping screen comes up. And I was like, I didn't say this out loud, but in my head I was like, I'm not tipping you on a cone. You literally just handed me a cone. And I'm also like, the percentages were insane. I was like, I'm not tipping you a dollar on a $2 cone that you just handed me. I'm not. So she hands me my cone. I put my card in. It gives me like, how much do you want to tip? I hit no tip. And the cashier goes,
she's not happy.
Yeah, the cashier kind of hits the counter and is like, oh my goodness. What?
Dare you.
No tip. So a Ben and Jerry's, she literally just bought a waffle cone and it prompted for a tip. And it wasn't really a mistake because the cashier was not happy to not get that tip.
Right.
You tell us, where are the places that you will just absolutely not tip? You can text at 104536. The tip. All right, in North American culture, we've talked about this ad nauseum. We'll have to go through it again. In North American culture, the tip is for people who are providing you a service.
Good service.
Good service, and for employees who are not getting a minimum wage. So a lot of times, you know, if you're going to a restaurant, they're not making the minimum wage. They're making something under the minimum wage, and they supplement that
right. By
getting the tips from the patron. I don't think Ben and Jerry's ice cream store people are making, they're at least making a minimum wage. So that's not really a place where you, in my opinion, need to tip.
Yeah.
It's just not.
Although I did at Dairy Queen yesterday.
You tipped them?
Well, it's because when the total came, I gave cash and there was a couple bucks. And I said, oh, I'll give it to Daniel. Daniel, here's your tip. Okay. And there was a little tip, a little plastic
like
cup.
Like the jar or whatever.
Like a little plastic cup. And I went, oh, why not? But, you know, I mean, he was great. But he was really nice.
Okay. The other side of that, too, is in those situations where tipping is optional.
Yeah.
You can't make a big stink if you don't get a tip. It's optional.
That's the other side of it. Yeah, like, I remember, I mean, I pump my own gas, but sometimes when it's really cold outside, there is somebody working there, that not as many anymore. I might have tipped them a couple of bucks because it was just rounding off the number. But it didn't happen very often.
Yeah.
But they expect, you're 100% correct. Expectation. It's uneasy.
It's wild.
Yeah. You know what's wild is when we went for the concert.
Yeah.
So we bought canned cocktails.
Oh, yes.
For Janet Jackson?
No. Right? And those canned, for Janet Jackson, those canned cocktails are at the LCBO of $3. They were 15 something each. I purchased two.
Yeah.
It was came out to obviously $30-something. And then the tip part came up, but they don't say type in a number. It gives you the percentage. And it started with 18%.
Yeah.
And it's at 18, 20 or other.
Did you pass it?
No, I tipped, but I tipped a dollar amount.
Yeah.
But I was just like, you just cracked open a can and handed it to me.
Literally. Yeah.
You didn't serve me. Like, it wasn't out. I wasn't out to a meal to tip 15 to 18% on this.
And you might forget.
$30 drink.
You might not remember, but those tipping machines used to start at 15%. It used to be 15, 18,
I remember,
20.
I remember 12.
Oh, really?
I remember 10, 12, 18.
Yeah, well, now it's 18, 20, 25.
Why would I tip $9 on a $14? Drinks.
Can of.
I don't know.
Booze. I don't know. So
anyway, I mean, like, there's places that I think there's expectations. You're right about that. But where will you absolutely not tip?
Well, text us at 104536 and let us know.
Turn up Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5.
Started with just tip jars, but now it's the tip screen on your pay machine. Mm. Tips are being asked and popping up in some of the most unlikely places. In some cases, the employee is throwing a fit when you don't give them a tip. And some places, most people are just not used to thinking I should tip here. Like, I don't. Anyway, Gemma's on the line. Did this happen to you recently? Where were you?
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah. I had pulled in to get my oil changed, one of those drive-in 5-minute oil change. Don't get out of your car. And when they go to do the payment, the tip screen comes up.
So what did you do, Gemma?
I checked the other and put no tip.
And what was the response?
There wasn't one because you just hand it back to them.
Yeah, and you drive quickly. out the other side. But you know, did you feel like I have felt in the past when, is this what's happening now post-pandemic? You know what I mean? I don't remember this ever happening before the pandemic.
It hasn't happened. It was the first time, so I go to the same place all the time.
Yes.
And this is the first time. So I don't know if the machines are now set that way and they send them.
Okay.
I think the machines probably just have the option to ask for a tip, and they're now just choosing to say, let's all ask for tips.
Yeah, why not? I mean, if they tip, they tip. If they don't, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's it,
Yeah, but my thing is when they throw the fit when you don't tip, that's just awkward. It's just like, ow.
Well, that would make me not want to go back again if you're going to throw a fit.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Thank you.
Message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. How's the car running? How's the car running? Pretty good?
Oh, car's running great.
I love it. Okay, good. All right. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
So are people telling us any place that they have already decided that they're just not going to give tips? Places that they've just said, you know what, I don't care how much of a fit you throw or what you ask at the machine, I'm not tipping there. I'd be interested to hear some of those. Because I just don't think that tradition could be broken for some people.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Like, you're not going to get me to tip at a grocery store. Like, when am I going to do that?
I was just going to say that. Yeah. If you're buying groceries and you need help out the car, if they go, can I help you out with the car? And some places do that.
That is a very different situation.
That's a different situation. Right. You go, that'd be great.
But like, if a grocery store cashier starts asking me at the conveyor belt, there's no way.
No, but the actual moving the groceries from the grocery store to the car, if you need help, I think you might want to give them a toonie.
That's a nice gesture.
Yeah. Somebody here said, I paid around $4,000 for a DJ and photographer at my wedding, and the invoice said a 20% tip is customary. I thought that was crazy.
A 20% tip?
Yeah.
On $4,000?
So here's the deal. I've DJed a ton of weddings and all those events. And yes, sometimes, and if you do an extra good job, like the father or the bride will tip you.
Yeah, but they just give you money, like a money pull-up.
Right. Someone would just give you a pull-up, or someone will just, you know, drop some cash on your table.
Right.
But not very often are you putting in that awkward way on the invoice, like, hey, it'd be really nice if you gave me a 20% tip. You know, it's like.
This ain't customary.
Wild.
Do you put a jar near your turntables?
It's not classy.
But would you, if you could, if it was all right?
So no for me, dog.
All right.
Don't do that.
Did you just call me dog? Right. I'm in.
Ma'am. Dog. It's not a good look.
No tip for you.
Nah.
But you know, why is that different? I know we have to go to traffic. Why is that different than the guy that's playing the piano at a bar and he's got a tip jar? Billy Joel sang about that.
Yeah, it's a different type of show. That's a little swagless, in my opinion.
Okay.
You don't want to be the DJ going, please give me money.
No, you're just putting in there and say, tip me and I'll play your favorite song.
Turn up Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5.
There is a professor from Stanford that says that he 100% believes that not only have we been visited by extraterrestrials, but it's an extended visit, that they are here. And he believes that they are here, they've been here for a long time, and they may be here living among us in plain sight, or hidden in plain sight. UAPs, yes, unidentified aerial phenomenon was the
other acronym.
Yeah, that's the new... Okay. That's the new acronym, because it feels a lot less creepy when you say a UAP and then a UFO. I don't know.
Yeah, because you don't know what a UAP is.
Right, exactly. Switch up the branding. I actually believe that it is foolish to think that we're the only things around. Like, I don't know how much you watch this stuff. You know, if you go on YouTube and watch these videos.
Yeah, I've watched Men in Black.
That's not what I'm talking about. If you just watch these YouTube videos and just realize that, like, the universe is insanely big. I mean, the galaxy alone, or it's the chances that it's just us.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, this is not a religious opinion. This is just like a numbers thing.
I think we're being arrogant if we think that we're the only one.
Right.
Right? Are they on the planet?
Yeah, with that said, I don't know if they're...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, see, to me, like Men in Black. Yeah, you have to answer that question.
Mm.
It was so profound in the sense of you saw them. You saw them.
Right.
I think they look like us, but we don't know they're extraterrestrial.
Right.
So like, out there. Like someone just unzips their neck and then like the other head comes out or something like that.
I don't know if there's a zip involved. I don't know if they got that, but it's like, you know, like a mole, you know, trying to find out like, you know, somebody's doing some research.
Yeah.
You know, sharing information with their leader.
I mean, maybe.
You know, like I don't think they're going to be that, like, caricatured.
I don't know. Maybe it's just like a little organism that we can't even recognize it. We didn't realize it was, maybe it's like a little tiny thing. I don't know.
Maybe they're invisible.
Well.
That would be a good hotline. Invisible. Yeah,
we're talking aliens. Why would you make that seem like the impossible thing?
Whatever, Azalea.
Like, invisible.
Okay. Sure. Explain this.
I don't know.
You know, you're in your house, your apartment, your condo, whatever, and something happens. Can't quite describe it, but something moves or something makes a sound or whatever. What do you think? It can't be the furnace all the time. Can't be your air conditioning unit. What is it?
I have no idea.
Is there another spirit here?
Yeah, what about underwater?
Are we alone here right now?
I mean,
now?
Listen, the planet is like 80% water, and so much of it is so deep, but maybe they're down there.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
The sirens.
The what?
The sirens, like the mermaids.
Oh, yeah, like the sirens. Yeah, right. The mermaids. That's what they call them. They're down there singing. And
somebody saw a Disney movie.
People in trances.
Listen, I get sucked in deep into the TikTok sirens.
Okay.
What are they doing on TikTok?
They're just, people are looking for the sirens. Yeah. People who have heard them singing, but they're not nice. They're not nice mermaids.
Yeah, these are these enchanting
we're gonna get deep
female
into
creatures
mythical.
That once they sing, you forever fall in their spell. And then they could do whatever they want with you.
Yeah, but they're not beautiful like the Little Mermaid. They're scary underwater creatures.
Like with sharp teeth and stuff, yeah.
Well, there's some weird looking things in the ocean. Anyway.
Yeah, well, listen.
So listen, professor from Stanford. I think maybe you might be one of them.
Maybe he's trying to tell us something.
I think so.
But if you've ever seen an alien, text us at 104.5. Is that what I... Right. If you had an alien encounter...
Sometimes we think our family members are alien.
For sure.
That's a different kind of alien.
Or maybe they think we are the alien.
Yes, for sure.
Turn up Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5.
Do you have a preference in hotel?
Yeah.
What's your preference?
Four Seasons.
Okay, you like the Four Seasons.
I love the Four Seasons.
Okay.
I love the Four Seasons in the sense of they're consistent with their service, and it's a real treat when you go.
Mm.
So sometimes when we go back west, we go to the Four Seasons in Seattle, and it's beautiful.
The reason I asked is because TripAdvisor has revealed the best hotels, not only in just the United States, but in around the world.
Around the world.
Yeah,
okay.
My favorite hotels. Do you ever stay at a Virgin hotel?
No.
Yeah, they're really, really nice.
What do you love about it?
You just, they got that Richard Branson touch. They have them kind of styled in like the 60s, you know, and they've got like the British flags everywhere, and then they get like Beatles memorabilia here.
Oh, that's cool.
And then
I like that.
They just have a vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have like a really cool rooftop bar and really just interesting decor.
Do you know what's a great hotel? I didn't really participate in it, but talking about like rooftop bar and looking over things is the W Hotel in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, W.
That is gorgeous.
W does it right. So give you some of those hotels. These are the top hotels in Florida, Sunny Isles, the Aqualina, the Lancaster in Houston, Texas, Hotel Madeira in Washington, D.C., Hotel Emma at Pearl, San Antonio, Texas, and number one in the United States, they say, is the Perry Lane Hotel, Savannah, Georgia.
Have you seen that?
Never been to Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, you've been to Georgia, but not Savannah.
Not Savannah. It's like one of those classic southern cities where, you know, it looks like you've been transported like 50 years ago.
I'll tell you, I'm going to go on the Lanai and have a lemonade.
Under a weeping willow.
And a weeping willow with my little fan.
That's it.
The photos of these places are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like the number one in the world is Rambagh Palace in Jaipur, India.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looks majestic. I don't know how else to explain it.
What is the selling point for you guys when it comes to a hotel? When you're really treating yourself. Because listen, I'm good with the Marriott and Hampton Hotel. But anyway, as long as there's a free breakfast involved. What is it for you? Like a rooftop bar or what?
Two things for me.
Yeah.
Rooftop bar, and it's got to have a really nice bathroom.
Oh. If you and I are related. Because my husband says to me, if the first thing I do when I go into a hotel room, it doesn't matter what it is, if the toilet and the bath are too weird, it's a turnoff.
If the bathroom is creepy, I would literally break the reservation.
It's got to not look anything like my condo.
That's,
you know, like
one.
Has to be a lot better.
Yeah, it's got.
You're paying the money, yeah.
Right.
Good one.
But I'm highly recommending the Hampton hotels when you're on the highway because
Hamptons, hit us up. Give us a
because
stay.
Because you get a free breakfast in the morning. I'm into that. I like that.
I do like a free breakfast.
Yeah, that's good. All right.
So, TripAdvisor has spoken.
Okay.
Some of these look incredible. They don't even look. They look something like a painting.
Yeah.
Obviously, so, the mall that Dave.
Can I just say, don't give me a barn door to close the bathroom.
No barn doors.
And I know it's cheap, but don't do it. Because that's not closed.
It's supposed to be in style.
Yeah, I don't like
it. Yeah, that's that thing.
Yeah, know? I don't like that. All right.
Big door on rollers.
I want to feed giraffes through my hotel window.
Well, then go to Disney World. Animal Kingdom. Because that's what happened to me. Okay.
Okay.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.